This is our last weekend of our season of Easter. Just remember kind of the 50 days that we have for Easter. We begin with Easter itself, when Jesus rose from the dead. Then we heard when he was talking with his disciples to teach and to be with them, make them missionaries. Last weekend we had the Ascension, when Jesus Christ went from earth, went up to heaven to his Father. And this last weekend we have the Pentecost, which means 50 days for the Holy Spirit. So when you think about the days of Easter, we think about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is our last weekend for our Easter season. Now, there's a lot of different readings you can choose for Pentecost weekend. So if you're looking in the back and you couldn't figure out what readings there were, it's because it's different. You can choose different ones. And so the one I'll share through all three of them, which are just very, very rich. In John 20 is our gospel. Acts 2, when we had the Pentecost of the Holy Spirit. And then the 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So kind of walk through each of them for a second, and then share about the many gifts that we receive from the Holy Spirit. For John 20, Jesus was visiting his disciples before his ascension. So remember when he was on the beach, when they were fishing, and Jesus was talking with them. That was part of it. Another part was when he visited them in a different place. He said to them, as he came into the room that was locked, he came in and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." As the Father gave Jesus to him, the disciples. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Those very simple verses in the Gospel of John, who did we not hear than God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? In the second Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, read this one. This is when the Holy Spirit is given on the disciples and apostles with tongues of fire. They could speak in different languages, and all those different cities that we wouldn't know their names, they were in different languages, and they were talking to them with the Spirit. Then there appeared to them tongues as a fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, the third person of God was given with the strength, the language, the gifts to go out and tell the good news of Jesus. We have another great line in the 1 Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. If we've never said anything of Jesus, we've already had the Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is with each and every one of us if we've been baptized, if we have confirmation. We've received the gift, the fruit of God. Another part of that 1 Corinthians is a great image of us to think about our family as the whole world, as our family, as our Catholic, as our Christian church. This is what St. Paul said. As a body is one, though it was many parts, and all the parts are of the body, though many are one body, so also Christ. That's pretty deep, but Jesus Christ, he is the body of our church. He is a mystical body of our whole world for our family, our church. And kind of like when we think about our bodies, there are totally different parts. I mean, eyes or ears or noses or hands or feet. And St. Paul is showing this about the different gifts that the Spirit gives on our world, as our body, as our family. For instance, just think about the different saints that we know that were different parts of our church in the 2000 history years that we have. St. Peter, our first leader, our first pope. St. Paul, an evangelist, somebody who wrote and taught. St. Sebastian, he's my favorite. He's for athletes. He was strong. St. Columban, that's our brother and sisters in St. Little Fork. St. Columban was in the 4th century. He was a missionary in Europe and into the life under our Pope. Our church, St. Thomas Aquinas, is one of the brilliant theology, philosophy, morality, and everything you could think that he gave. And that's what our name is, St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Teresa of Lisieux, who showed love. For St. John Paul II, who gave us hope. Blessed Mother Teresa, the poor and the sick and those who are dying. That's just a small chapter of the body of our family, of all the gifts that God has given our church. But what about you? What about our family? You all have Holy Spirit that have given you gifts. And sometimes, as myself forget, I don't always think about the Holy Spirit in me, but I was baptized, I was confirmed, as you were too. And the gifts you have, the things you love, that is the Holy Spirit working through you as disciples, as apostles, as evangelists. I think about all many people, and praise God, and I'm always grateful of everything you do. I think about just people having mass, music, serving, sacristans, EMs, ushers. How many, I mean, our bulletin stuff, our money, our people that have groups, our knights and our Catholic daughters and our tabernacles. How many people are doing EMs to visit those who are in the hospital or nursing homes? Or people that are teaching at our school or another school? How about coaches? I mean, how many people that have a business and they're coming with the Catholic Church? People working in the sick. And over and over and over, the Holy Spirit is working through each and every one of us, what we love. So take some time tonight in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who give you what you need to help our family, our city, our community, and our world. And know that Jesus gives you the Spirit to have strength as gifts, as fruits, to be with each and every one of us as brothers and sisters.